and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day
400.
I've only just said it, haven't I?
67.
And 67.
I was going to say 76.
No. It was 67. I know it was. I know the 67 bit. I'm getting confused at the 400. It's been a long time. What can I say? Plus the fact we should really be playing the dirge, shouldn't we? Because it's the end of our official holiday, although we've got two extra days, but they're the weekend anyway. Anyway, how are we all doing? Now we've ascertained it's 467. Right, I'm going to refresh because we don't want any false positives, do we? Because Jonathan was number one the other day. Oh, it's Simon! He'll let somebody else get in first, but clearly he was in first anyway. Oh, hello Simon, hello Renee, hello Dee, hello Anthony. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Matt Hancock's having an affair. I know, Jonathan.
Yeah, but I've just got an ad blocker when I go to there, but it's the Daily Mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, 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 really. Who in the right minds would want to have an affair with Matt Hancock?
Who would want to have an affair with Edwina Curry?
True.
Or
John Major.
John Major.
Yeah. Well, that they sort of looked after each other, didn't they? There's a thought.
Well, the other one with a face like a bag of spanners.
Do you know what really annoys me about this? I mean, he can do what he likes, but one, it shows no integrity. Two, he's now asking for privacy for his family. Or was he not thinking about that when he was...
No, they never do they?
Bad words, very close to bad words. But the worst thing of all is Boris, who says he's accepted his apology and that's it. And that's exactly what he did with Dominic Cummings. And look how well that ended. I know it's got nothing to do with him doing his job, apart from the fact he's given this woman a job. And also, her family have been given NHS contracts. So clearly that's what it took to attract this woman. Come up and see me NHS contracts, never mind me etchings. I'm sure Simon's got a lot to say about this. Oh, okay, let's have a look and see what Jonathan's got. I'll have to be fast, because like Mike says, when it's the Daily Mail, that's the end of it. Furious Boris refuses to sack cheating Mac Hancock. Well, see, the problem is, if he sacked Hancock for playing away, he'd have no cabinet, including himself, probably. Oh, there are no words. Really, there are no words. Right. I've managed to isolate this, I think, but I'm now not sure if I've got everything. Matt Hancock for Love Island. I mean, just no. No, no, no. How embarrassing. And his poor family. Oh, it's as bad as that other guy. Kim knows him. Tobin, was it? Was it Tobin? His name was something like that. And you said they'd rehired him. And he was doing naughties on Zoom. It seems that it doesn't matter. In fact, it seems the worse you behave, the better you get thought of these days. Apart from Matt Bites headquarters, he's now on my hit list. He's now on my don't get anywhere near even with a barge pole list. Oh, idiots, 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 idiots. So, let me see these memes then. Oh, I'm reading some of these. Isn't it strange with this that he's getting it more in the neck than she is? Is she married?
Yeah. They're both married.
Just not to each other?
No.
Ah, right.
Has he admitted having an affair? Or is it just a friendly peck on the cheek?
Mike clearly hasn't seen the picture, has he?
No.
Shall I describe the picture from this? Where was the description of it? Matt Hancock, Mr. Hancock, no less, idiot the health secretary, was caught on camera with his hand rubbing the back and bottom of millionaire lobbyist Gina, whoever. So, no, Mike, go and check the picture.
Oh, I've never done that with a colleague.
Oh, that fills me with confidence.
No, I've given him hugs, pre-COVID, obviously.
Yeah, won't be doing that again.
No.
No, go and have a look at the picture. It's on the front of was it the Mirror? I think it was the Mirror. Go and find...
Daily Mirror.
Is that the Mirror or the
Celebrity
Sun?
Gossip.
No, try the Sun. Oh, I know, try the Sun. Good grief, Rupert Murdoch. That looks like one of the pickies. What you need?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there it is.
That's... Can you move your microphone so I can see? That's the one.
Yeah.
Where he's grabbing her backside.
Having a snog. Snoggeroony.
So what do we all think? Is this guy married? Oh, yes. Yes, Renee, yes. Just not to her. It's part of his private life, but he's in a position of authority, so he should hold himself to a higher standard. Totally agree, Jonathan. Totally agree. And Simon doesn't need to say anything about this. Well, no, Simon. We're all already thinking it anyway. It doesn't show much in the way of integrity. That's the issue. What he does in his private life is private, but not when he's doing it at work. Not when he's hired her. Not when there are NHS contracts involved that are going to her family. And what kind of muppet thinks, oh, CCTV camera, come here, love. What's wrong with these people? They are thick, absolutely card-carrying morons, which is unkind to morons. And yet he's in charge of the health service. He does explain a lot, though. Tobin, I was right then. So he's back at CNN. Really, what would he have to do to actually get sacked permanently? It does make you wonder. They want to put Martin Bashir through the mincer, but suggest everyone else ignore their misdeeds. I mean, yeah, I don't know about Martin Bashir. I don't know if he was playing away with somebody else's wife. But it does show a lack of integrity and respect. And, it's not just one woman who wants to kiss him. Jonathan's as shocked as Renee. I don't think Mrs. Hancock will be much in the mood for romance at the moment, Jonathan. They'll stay together until after the party season, the political events, what they're called, the party conferences. And then all of a sudden, there'll be a quiet exit. Oh. quite right, Jonathan. As someone said, Boris will give him tips and a pay rise. Boris can't sack him for that. Not and keep a straight face. How many women's Boris had? Even Boris can't remember. Oh, we talk about Mike's little black box. Oh, it's unbelievable. Yes, exactly, Simon. When I give my mum a peck on the cheek, I tend not to grab her ass. Yeah, that was the giveaway. I mean, how tacky. Oh, no. No, no, no. Renee heard he apologised, but only for not maintaining a social distance. Yeah, that was right. That was right. So the rest of it was all right. If you'd been observing social distance, you wouldn't be in this mess now. There really is no words to. No words for it all. now you see, it must have been news because it made the Dutch news. What's the feeling over there, Renee? Is it like, oh, well, never mind? Or is it like, tut, tut, tut? Because over here, you're just rolling your eyes. You know, we've still got people who can't go over the doorstep because they're waiting for vaccines. And he's playing away and asking for privacy for his family. Do you not think about that before you grab somebody's derriere in public?
Evidently not.
No, evidently not. Jonathan, that's very, very kind. You're welcome to have him to be your Secretary of Health, if you like, Renee. We can send him your way. Now, funnily enough, Renee says, no, we're good. Funny that. We'll never get rid of him. We'll never get rid of him. Did I think better of him? No, not really. I was just thinking there wasn't a woman on the planet that would go there. Clearly I was wrong. How wrong was I? Oh, well, it gave us something to think about today, didn't it? When I first read it, I hadn't seen the picture. And I thought, really? And then I saw the picture and I thought, oh, you're kidding me. Oh, no. What happened to wooing somebody in a gentle kind of way? Not just grabbing their backside in public. No. No, that's not a done thing. No. Jonathan says, I agree the press shouldn't be hounding his family. Him on the other side is fair game. Exactly. I mean, he has no right to ask for privacy at all. So what he'll do now is he'll probably be sitting at home with his family and then asking for their privacy rather than his own. The thing is, once you've been caught like that, and to be honest, talk about caught red-handed. I'm thinking back to David Meller. That was a good one. Now, his was with this very classy lady.
Toe sucker.
Antonio de Sancho, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And she kept quiet about it. How they had the information, I have no idea. And what she was doing with him, I really don't know. But, you know, it's when they drag the wives out, it's just excruciating. The Tory wives, honestly, you know, when you sign up for that, you must want your head examined. But she was his wife. The wives tend to be, they tend to have a country estate where the press camp outside. And to get the goodwill of the press, the Tory wives are rolled out with copious mugs of tea and go out and you know, give them tea and buns. It's all terribly British. And that's what they get pictures of. And I do feel for the families. I really, really feel for the families. I mean, he must be getting it both barrels now. What an idiot. What can you do? Nee sense. By the way, Elaine, is there a way to have the trackpad and mouse scroll in opposite directions? Yes, there is. One, I thought you could set it up in preferences, but if not, there's an app for that, and it's from, I think it's Pilot Moon. Pilot Moon, not Moon. Pilot Moon. Wasn't it called Mouse Scroller or Scroll Reverser or something like that? Scroll Reverser for Mac OS from Pilot Moon. Now, does it do it independently? It doesn't actually say. Have a look at this one. It's been updated. So that's a good app for it. Another app is a better something. Let's have a look. Is it better? Better zip file. No. What was that app I had installed? Oh, it'll be on the other machine, won't it? Let's go and have a look at that. Better Touch Tool. Better Touch Tool. No, I haven't got it installed on this one yet. It's a gross oversight, isn't it? Let me have a look. Better Touch Tool is... why is that? Just put that in there. Crying out loud. I thought it was in the system preferences, but, you know, Pilot Moon still updates Scroll Reverser. So it could be that if you do it in the system preferences, it does it to both. But I thought it was independent. I must admit, when it came out, was that Lion? I did have Scroll Reverser and I thought, you know, you're going to have to get used to it. You are going to have to go through the pain barrier. And I did. And I did get used to it. So I didn't have to bother with that. But, oh, it was tough at the beginning. It took me about a month. Oh, there's a dog on the TV. He looks just like Kiva. I'm only recording something, that's why it's there. Right, let's go and see what it's actually called on the other machine, which is Serenity. Right, okay, we have an update available. What's that for? Right, I think it's Better Touch Tool. Better Touch Tool's pretty cool. That does all kinds of stuff. I love it. I did think I had it installed on here. Yes, it is Better Touch Tool. Right, so let's go and find that. Better Touch Tool. I remember buying this. I think... Oh, it was on offer because I'd bought the iOS version, I do believe. Right. Why is it not showing me the homepage of Better Touch Tool? Tell me it's got a homepage. Oh, let's go to Mac Update, having been their service. There it is. Paid one-time license, £20 something. Developer website. That's what we're looking for. That does not ring a bell, but there we go. So those are the three to look at. Your system preferences, Scroll Reverser, and Better Touch Tool. Better Touch Tool lets you program mouse buttons and gestures to do all kinds of stuff. It really is fabulous, but do turn off the window snapping or you'll drive yourself mad. Have I tried Better Snap Tool? No, I use Better Touch Tool. Now, is the Snap one? Let's have a look. Better Snap Tool. I think that one, doesn't that just snap the windows? Let's have a look. I think you'll find that everything that's in there is probably in the other one as well, Better Touch Tool. But seeing as though there's two apps, you might want to check that. If you're using it for, you know, putting stuff, putting windows on the half left, half right, top, bottom, all of that, I use Moom for that, which is from, who does Moom?
Many Tricks.
Many Tricks, that's right. Moom is from Many Tricks. It's enough for me. It's absolutely perfect. Apart from, I wish you could put the stuff into Dropbox. But for Windows management, if that's what you're using it for, then I use Moom. There we go. Okay. Oh, Kim, good point. We have Bill Clinton, who raped several women, so we'll accept anything. He gets away with it. He's got this charisma, which I can see, but I loathe. But other women seem mesmerised by it. It is. It's like, I mean, maybe charisma's the wrong word, but there's just something with him, and he gets away with murder. He turned up once. I don't know what he was doing in Ireland, but he turned up in Ireland, and somebody was getting married. So he turned up at this hotel, and they were getting married. And like all the guests left the wedding to go and have their photographs taken with Bill Clinton. If I'd have been the bride and groom, I would have gone spare. You're there for a wedding and that's it. You shouldn't then just disappear because someone famous pops along. They ended up having their photograph taken with him as well, though. And I just thought, how incredibly rude. How incredibly rude. But women and men, to be honest, seem mesmerised by the guy. And I just look at him and I'm thinking, you totally untrustworthy person. No, can't be doing with him. Oh. Right. Do I use an email manager? What sort of thing are you talking about, Kim? Give me a bit more detail about what you mean by email manager. Jonathan uses Moom. He's almost remembered the shortcut set up 12 months ago. The trick with Moom is, by all means, set them up. And then at the end of the first week, go back. And if there's some you're not using, then just add them in one at a time. I do that with all of the apps. I've been working through some courses this week. And I've been trying to set up a system of shortcuts where it does everything that I want it to do, but not memorise them all at once because it's too much. It actually then slows you down. So what I was doing was, I thought, right, what's the basics that you absolutely need to do? And then I got those and I put them on a post-it note in front of myself. And then once that's dealt with, she's really going at that treat, isn't she?
She is.
You're enjoying that? Yes, she's crunching away. At the end of the week, I then add an extra one in, or an extra two, or something like that. It's easier, too, if you can set them up in such a way that it's logical. So if you've got a certain keyboard shortcut, like the bottom three keys and up, takes it to the top half of the screen, then wire it so the down button with the same extra keys sends it to the bottom and the left and the right, and it just makes it easier. But sometimes you've already got something set up. I'll give you an example of one that's an absolute pain in the backside. You have a shortcut key to take a screenshot, which is Command Shift and 4. Command Shift and 3 takes the entire screens, all the screens that are there. 4 lets you stop and choose. Command Shift and 5 brings up the clipper so you can pre-configure a size and take the same part of the screen multiple times. So Command Shift and 7 is used by cloud app to take a screenshot. Makes total sense. So I configured Command Shift and 2 to take a snappy app snap, which is fine. The default for recording in Camtasia is Command Shift and 2, so I disabled it. I never ever ever use a shortcut key for that. If I have tried once to disable Command Shift and 2 in ScreenFlow, must have tried a million times, just keeps twanging back. So every time I think I'll just take a screenshot, if I happen to have ScreenFlow running, it starts recording, or worse still, stops recording when I'm in the middle of a recording because I've used a shortcut key that I've changed a million times. I've deleted it a million times, won't have it, just keeps coming back. So sometimes it's more than a bit annoying.
Here you go. Go and have a look at this.
Right. Let's have a look. Evening news. What's this?
It's a funeral of a United fan.
Yeah.
social distancing knot?
Well, it's a funeral, and you can have as many people as you like at a funeral now.
Yeah, not in the confined space of the Manchester city centre.
Oh, this is just ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. At least he's okay in the box.
Well, he's dead, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Didn't die of COVID, did he?
It was a few. He could have done. He's had a short illness.
Good God, is that a picture of him? He only looks young.
He was 59.
You see the picture in the back of the hearse?
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't look 59.
No, he doesn't.
Why would people risk their lives to go to a funeral, or is it just me?
Because he was a respected Red. I've never heard of him.
I've never heard of him.
But I didn't jib trains in the 70s, did I?
There's a bloke in the picture here. You know the one...
Which number?
Are they numbered?
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
Right. The one in the white pants that looks... The white pants look short with black boots.
Yeah.
From a distance, that looks like that James Bond film.
It does.
Where they have the Deep South funeral.
Yeah.
When you go down, keep going, you get to... Where's the image gone? Oh, where's it gone? There it is. Number 10.
Yeah.
And when I look at the picture of number 10, I swear it is the bloke from the James Bond film.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, do you remember the one? Yeah. Mum loved it. Oh, it was Mum's favourite bit of James Bond ever. Which one was it?
Well, you look at number 10.
I'm looking at number 10.
See the guys holding up the banner?
Yeah.
See the second one from the left?
Black hair in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Nifty Pete. He's one of the MMMF.
Nifty Pete.
Nifty Pete.
I'm not going to ask. The one on the right-hand side with the brolly. The Wally with the brolly.
The Wally with the brolly.
He looks like, what's it, Crookie?
He does.
But the guy from James Bond, oh, that's an amazing outfit. I'm loving it. Definitely.
Hey, Tony, long time no see.
Yay, Tony! No face mask. That's another good point, isn't it? I mean, social distancing and face masks is still a thing here. You can't tell, though, can you? Guess who's never going anywhere near the centre of Manchester? That would be me. Oh, you can see something that Kim asked about a while ago in picture 11 as well, which is in the background. That looks like the Shambles.
It does.
Which was something Danny mentioned, wasn't it? But that was Leeds and it was a shopping centre. But I said we have Shambles Square, and that looks like Shambles Square behind it.
Is Shambles Square still there?
Yeah, but they keep moving it.
Or is it bombed?
No, they literally dig it up and move it.
Oh.
They move the pub three times. No, I mean, if he's a respected guy, fair enough, but I'm sure even he wouldn't want people risking their lives just to rock up at a funeral.
No.
It just shows you how people are desperate to get out, doesn't it?
Mm.
I'll do anything just to get out. They'd want fining and locking up, but you know what they're like. They won't do. Take me home, United Road, to the place I belong, to Old Trafford to see United. Take me home. Is this Big Lily's smaller sister?
I don't think so.
I'm loving that guy's outfit, though. I mean, that takes courage to walk around Manchester in that, and he looks amazing. Good on him. Right. You catch up with what's going on up here. Like Mail Suite. What I've been using is Mailplane, which unfortunately is RIP right now. So it enabled you to have mail in one tab, multiple mail accounts if you wanted, a calendar and your contacts. So that was the one that I was using. I'm not going to be able to use that one moving forward. It'll work until it stops working is the story. And it's all to do with the Google API. They're making huge changes to the API. And eventually it will stop working. They won't let them keep using it. So I'll probably just switch to a browser, which isn't appealing. And I've got issues then about when I do want a reminder. I don't often want a reminder. My reminders are incredibly, incredibly narrow. From Mike, from the Scrivener Beta team, and from the church parish secretary, and that's it. And that works brilliantly in Mailplane, but it isn't going to be working moving forward. I might look at Outlook, but I can't see me sticking with that. What else is there? Spark's still going, isn't it? But the trouble is, they're all so nuanced. Things that work standard don't work standard anymore. I'll probably just end up with it in a browser. Or maybe a site-specific thing. Oh, no, I can't use a site-specific thing. I tried that. That only lets me have one tab open, so I wouldn't be able to get to my calendar. It's the whole thing's a pain in the backside. They should just leave me with what works. Right. Johnny says, Bill Clinton and Boris have a lot in common. They have that face where they just get away with it. That's it. They are just so confident when most people aren't. They just get away with anything. They both have the face, says Renee, of which you think you don't know any better. Well, it's true as well. When we're all saying they both have the face, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, which one? Because they're incredibly two-faced. At least two faces. Probably more. Boris has the face of a drunken hobo, said he. Fantastic. Oh, Joni says, maybe Mrs. Hancock has already told Matty that she's kicking him out for making such a mess of heading up the NHS and the care sector. Just as many people would have in her place. Just saying. Not that it makes it right, but it might explain why boss isn't jumping up and down over the pathetic behaviour. You reckon Cummings has pulled one when he sat on the back pocket to keep the pressure up? I do reckon that Cummings has got a hand in that, hasn't he? Mind you, he wasn't the only one who had a hand where it shouldn't be. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I see in the States, they don't have to wear face masks, but I didn't think the stats were that much different, Kim. So I can't keep it up to date. I can't keep it up to date on it. No. Oh, dear. See you at 9, Jonathan. Yes, that's the tune, Renee, that song is sung to. It'll probably be on YouTube. You're going to find it. What's the name of the clock that tells you when you've had too much screen time? In iOS, I think it's actually called that, isn't it? I keep getting things that say, you know, you surpassed last week, and I'm like, yay. I don't think that's supposed to be my attitude, but there you go. Screen time. I think it is called screen time. Yeah, it's in the screen time section. There you go. See, I'm quite happy now. Daily average, 8 hours 25 minutes, up 10% from last week. Awesome. Apparently, you can schedule time away from the screen. Why would you ever do that? Oh, and you can put restrictions on yourself as well. Yeah.
I've just seen another meme. Hans face back to my place.
I know it's just called screen time from what I can see. No, in general it can shut down your screen. I'm not sure then. Does that one stop you? It could do, you know. I don't know because I never use that kind of stuff. So if anybody knows, do let us know. I think you can limit yourself and then it will like lock it. There are other apps that will do that, and they will also do that on your iMac. I made the mistake of installing one once and couldn't work out why the screen was dimming. And then when I did, Mike just laughed like a drain and said, what did you install that for? And I said, well, I was just testing it. So having ascertained that it worked, I thought, no, leave it alone. So that's what I did. Why have I got notifications on an app that I don't want notifications on? Oh, had great fun last night as well, setting stuff up, didn't I, Mike?
Yeah.
Stopped using the bad words in the end when I realised, rookie mistake. But it's sorted now. So, I think all our tech is, and deal love this, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo tech. Who doesn't want tickety-boo tech? That's a sure sign that something is about to go. As we say in the UK, tits up. It will, trust me on that. Oh, Renee says it's called Mum. Shuts down your screen time. Too long on your phone. I wouldn't want it automatically shutting down. I can be fairly controlled, believe it or not. I know, you're surprised. So am I. There are things where I'll pick the phone up and I'll think I'll just check X, and then I put the phone down 10 minutes later and I have not checked X. So I guess I do have to be careful, just like everyone else. Oh, unbelievable. So that kept us occupied, didn't it? All the shenanigans. I'd love to say it's always the men, but, you know, Edwina Curry proved otherwise. Apparently it wasn't, although that didn't come out for years and years. And when it did, it was in her autobiography, which I thought was a bit off. you know, he was a married man. Was she married at the time? I think she was, wasn't she?
Mm.
But that she had by then split up, but John Major and his wife are still together. Mind you, they called him the Grey Man. You know, saying he was boring.
Yeah.
He was not boring. Do you remember when didn't his dad work for the circus or something? And I think he did. And then he met this older woman and got together with her when he was about, you know, 19. And she was like 38. It was unbelievable. If you knew John Major from being a politician, this did not ring true of being John Major. But it was. So, yeah, the Grey Man, I don't think so. Hiding a deep soul underneath there. Renee sounds just like me. Sometimes I run downstairs to check something and afterwards I run upstairs to find out I've not checked it. Exactly. There's a lot to be said for cameras, Renee, in every room. Saves you half of that. Oh, Kim says Hillary Clinton was also well known for her dalliances in DC. I did not know that. I thought she'd painted herself as the Archangel. I always remember she did an interview and said something like, "I'm not just standing by my man like Tammy Wynette." I thought, good grief. Oh, there was a quote that was scripted. But she was. She was. And I think the idea was that when she stood for president the first time, not the time she was against Trump, the one where she didn't get picked because they picked Obama, that one, I think she thought it was like a given, that it was just as by right. And then that didn't happen. Oh. Now I've got this reminding me of stuff that I've since forgotten about. Dee sometimes uses a private tab to check something on YouTube you don't want recommendations for. But since you're not signed in, you get the stupid clickbait stuff and you almost forget. Oh, so funny. No, what I tend to do... Do you have... YouTube Premium. What you could do is, instead of opening it in an incognito window, you, depending on what browser you use, you can use Session Box or Containers in Firefox, and that will give you a different account kind of thing to log into. So you could have another account so you don't get all the clickbaity stuff, but it's not your account if you're with me. It's a secondary account. You could do that. That's a bit easier. I'm always absolutely poleaxed when I log into the church account, the stuff it recommends. One thing it recommended, bearing in mind on the church account, no one else has access to it and I don't watch videos on it. I was uploading the masses. So I'm logging in, I upload a mass and then I go and check it's okay. And some of the stuff it was recommending. One was, I think it was a 50-minute dance-a-thon to ABBA music. And I couldn't help clicking on it because I'm like, what's that? It actually was pretty decent, apart from the woman jigging about, which was clearly the whole point of it. Oh, I enjoyed it. Let's have a look. Everything's moving again. It's moving again. Feels too expensive if you don't care about the likes of the YouTube shows, etc. I do not watch the YouTube shows at all. Like Renee says, the ad-free experience alone is worth it as far as I'm concerned. Before I did it, the ads on YouTube, I didn't find that intrusive. They were on the timeline. So sometimes you'd watch an ad at the beginning of a video. And on the odd occasion, an ad popped up in the middle. I don't find those half as intrusive as the ones that aren't on the video. As soon as you go to YouTube with an account, with either no account or an account that is a free account, there's ads all over the place. They're up the sidebars, they're in the descriptions, they are all over the place. And I'm like, I can't work out what's an ad here and what's not. Probably the whole thing's an ad. So yeah, I certainly pay for it. Couldn't give them the money fast enough. There you go, Anthony agrees. The ads are just... I can't imagine the ads being the kind of ads that would actually tempt people to click on them. I really can't. But obviously some of them you can't get past. So the ones at the beginning, you know, you need to either suffer or turn the sound off, and then you might miss the beginning of the video. It's the ones that aren't in the videos that are the worst, as far as I'm concerned. And Anthony don't watch YouTube shows either. That I think they're for the youth. Like we've ascertained with BBC Three. They're for the youth generation. When we talked about the sexy beasts, and we were all like, no, not dating somebody in a mask. Oh, but apparently it's a thing. Kim's too tight to go ad-free. It's going to depend on how much you use it, I guess. Renee's right, though. Once you've done it without ads, you don't go back. You don't go back. It's like when you're watching stuff at 1.5 or 2 times. I needed to go through these videos, and oh my God, the guy was slow. Wasn't on YouTube. And I thought, I can't bear this. Can I speed this up? And luckily, yes, there was an option to speed it up. So I tried 1.25, didn't make a jot of difference. So I took it to 1.5, still too slow. 1.75, still too slow. So I got it up to 2. It was bearable at 2, but it didn't sound like Mickey Mouse. It sounded normal. So I thought, he must be one of these. You know, like we've said, Mike, who do the hello and welcome to the e-learning.
That and you're sounds like play school.
I've had enough. It does, though. People they have a sing-songy voice, and it's far too slow, and I just need to speed it up. So I got it to 2 times, and it was bearable, but I was looking for 2.5, and it stopped at 2. I couldn't make it any faster than 2. But you see, once you've mastered that, you'll never go back. You listen to 1, and it sounds like they're brain dead, or it's running at the wrong speed. It's like a reel-to-reel running at the wrong speed. Oh, it does.
According to D, in Ireland, they breed like horny rabbits.
Oh.
The things you learn on here.
Absolutely. Oh. Kim says, what are YouTube shows? YouTube shows are like shows made by either preferred partners who put out like maybe a chat show or something like that, that YouTube give like their stamp of approval to. But more often than not, it refers to shows that YouTube have put together that are like the equivalent of Amazon Prime shows. The thing with them is they're not like, none of them are aimed for anybody over 18. None of them. So there's sci-fi stuff, chat show stuff, gaming chat. None of them ever would be what I would watch ever. But they are only available to premium. So you're not missing anything, trust me. No, there's not a one. I think Amazon Prime have probably got in at about the right time with that. And obviously there's Apple as well with Apple TV, but I don't watch much of that either. I watch one thing. Somebody said, oh, this is really good. And I managed 10 minutes, which was quite an achievement for me, but I couldn't bear any more, which is usually where I'm at. But Amazon Prime, I like Amazon Prime because on Prime I get NCIS. And I'm finally up to episodes I've never seen before. This was probably when Maya was really ill. Mum will have seen them because I think I was on series 8, the end of series 8. And one of them was about an eyeball. This eyeball had turned up and nobody knew who it belonged to. And I thought, well, I think looking at each other, you can tell who it doesn't belong to because you've got 2 eyes. But this eyeball was in the thing for about 4 or 5 episodes. And I remember Mum saying, oh, there's an eyeball and we don't know who it belongs to. And I said, right, don't tell me when you find out, because, you know, one day I'll watch it. And it was so funny when it came up and I thought, oh, my God, this is the eyeball. Oh, but that's on Prime. So it's free on Prime up to series 15, I think. So I'm enjoying that one. Every now and then I'll stick an episode of that on. Kim watches podcasts on YouTube. Which sort of podcasts? Which ones are on YouTube? Are they audio ones? I put one on and it was a true crime thing and it was an audio one. And the image that was all the way through it was like a dark background with like buildings on it. And then over the top of it, it had like a waveform jumping up and down. And that was it for the entire show. But a lot of people say that they watch the true crime videos, but they don't actually view it, if you're with me. it'll be running in the background, and they treat it as like a radio show. Kimmy's watching Jack Ryan. I watched the first series of Jack Ryan, and I want to watch the second, but I'd totally forgotten what happened in series one. So I think I need, the only bit I remember of series one is when he's picked up in the helicopter at the beginning. So I seriously think I need to revisit series one before I look at series two. He's really surprised by the big blockbuster movies these days, Jurassic Park or superheroes. You can't get into any of them at your age. No, I don't really watch stuff like that either. There's not really been like a movie in years and years that I can say like, oh, I definitely want to see that one. Not for years. Your puns are not being noticed. Hang on. Let me find them. Every day the capital is Dublin. Is that the one? Or the fastest growing population? Apparently our deaths were more than births for the first time in about 50 odd years. Last year.
Yeah, I saw that, didn't I?
That'll be the impact of COVID. I would have thought. eyeball, CB radio and all that.
CQ, CQ.
Oh, yes. They actually have people talking on the podcast you watch. Yeah, I guess there's some like that. A lot of people say they like to get their podcast from YouTube. I mean, you've got the playlist thing, haven't you? And you've got the channel thing. So it might work well for that. I don't think I do. I find stuff to watch on YouTube. And I enjoy the stuff that I watch. I've picked up like some history stuff. And I hated history at school, but it just shows you how badly taught it was. When you've got a girl, she's about 24 now, I think. But when you've got a girl of 24 who can hold you enamoured with a history thing for 45 minutes, it does make you wonder why we pay teachers. Because the history teachers I had were without exception, absolutely appalling. They couldn't bring anything to life and make it interesting. It was boring and dour. Oh, I did pick up something interesting on, now this was a podcast, but there is a video aspect to the podcast, but it goes out as an audio podcast, but they do record themselves recording it, if you will. It's a bit meta, and that goes out as a video podcast. And they were, I think it was a two-part thing about a case, and what fascinated me was it led on to another one, which was a video about four cases that had been solved. And these were cases over a good number of years. But two particularly stood out to me. There was a guy who was at some kind of dance or other, and he left on his own in a car. And he never turned up back at home. And this must have been about 15 years later. The family had put out requests and that, and never got any information whatsoever. So 15 years later, in fact, if not more, but it was at least 15, this guy had lived in a house from the house being new. And he'd moved out and he wondered what it looked like now. So he went back and had a look at Google Maps. And on Google Maps, there was like houses, the big American ones with lots of garden. And not many fences, but beautiful looking estate. And it actually had some kind of man-made lake pond thing in the back. I wouldn't say it was, size-wise, it wasn't huge. And I don't think it was overly deep, but, you know, not a lot, like 20, 30 foot deep. So you could see this pond behind these houses. And you could also make out, clear as a bell, a car in it. Quite close to the edge, didn't look that deep, or you wouldn't have seen it, would you? Just sitting there in the water. So this guy knew the person who'd bought the house from him and went to visit, and neither of them could see this car. But the guy who'd bought the house off him said, I've got a drone. Let's send the drone up and see if the drone can see it. So they send up this drone, come back with the most amazing footage of this car sitting there, probably about 8 foot in. So they call the police and show them the drone footage, and then they show them the stuff that's on Google Maps. And they get the equipment in to pull this car out. And this missing guy is in the car. Well, skeletal remains are in the car. So that was one thing that was solved. The other one was even more amazing. Because you think of people, like, you know, amateur detectives online. You think of them as, like, busybodies who've got nothing else better to do. Like the ones that chase paedophiles. So they do, like, a sting operation on a paedophile. Which, you think, really? But they do. They do. This one was a girl who was doing genealogy research. And she hit upon, she was looking for one of her relatives, and in the paperwork she got back, in a grave close by there was like a Jane Doe, and she felt so sorry for the fact that this woman hadn't got a name. She started work on trying to find out who she was, and I thought, how on earth would you do that from just Jane Doe in this grave? All she started with was a date, and I thought, she ended up on this thing. It's a Reddit. Is it a subreddit? I don't do Reddit. But it was a sub thing on Reddit. Super sleuth, web sleuths, or something like this. And that's what these people do all day, every day. They're not paid to do it, but that's what they do. They were beating the cold case squads at their own game. This woman managed to find somebody who'd gone missing at around the same time, and she managed to get an age-progressed thing done from somebody else who did that as like a part-time hobby, and then ended up at the family with this information, and they did actually exhume the body, do some DNA tests on it, and it was this girl. And the family were like, you know, thank you so much for finding her. They tried and couldn't find her. And you're thinking, you know, what on earth are the police doing? Because these people, they're not trained, they haven't got the resources that police have, and yet they're actually coming up with the results. Amazing stuff, honestly. Dee can't get into podcasts. You can't just sit there and stare into space listening. And if you go and do something, you get distracted. Oh, Kim didn't enjoy history either. They didn't bring it to life, I'll tell you that.
I failed history.
I had to drop it. I just couldn't be doing with it at all. It was just dire. And I remember Mum saying to me, you know, she said, if they did more modern history, you would find it fascinating. And she meant from like the First World War and the Second World War. And she was quite right. That is totally fascinating.
Yeah, because that's what we did.
But, you know, when they make it boring stuff that goes back to like pre-BC. And one was how the baths worked in Bristol.
The tap on, don't you?
Oh, God, no. It was the Roman baths. Oh, it was absolutely direly boring. I loathed it. But other stuff I'll read now. Same with English literature. They ruined every book we touched.
I failed that as well.
They didn't, again, do it in the right way, though, did they? Their idea of poetry was memorise it. As if that's going to do any good. You need the meaning behind it.
At grass.
No, didn't do that one.
Oh.
We did at the Cenotaph.
Yeah, we did at the Cenotaph.
Unostentatious and respectful there.
At grass was Philip Larkin.
Yeah. Oh, we did Larkin, but I probably didn't read it.
It was about horses.
No, I thought Siegfried Sassoon did some amazing poetry, so I thought I'd concentrate on him. But it was the books that they ruined, and Shakespeare they ruined. Just to the point that you won't pick up a book. And then what happened in the UK was many years later, so at least 8 to 10 years after I left school, and I you know, wouldn't be interested in a book, something happened. There was some change in the law in the UK. It was to do with the copyright holder and that it didn't go past 50 years or something like that, which meant that these books came out and they were like 99 pence. And I thought, oh, I might actually quite like to read that one. And the one that I remember picking up, we did not do this at school, but they'd ruined every book to such a degree that I wouldn't have picked up a book to read it like that. I'd read true crime books and I'd read maybe like adventures or something, but I wouldn't have picked up a classic. No way. But I remember the book that I picked up and it was Wuthering Heights. And I thought, it'd probably be dire. Because that's what they taught you at school. And I read it, and within the first chapter, I was laughing like a drain. It was so funny. It had such a dry humour to it. The writing was amazing. The story was engaging. And that was when I started reading. But it was certainly no thanks to school. Left to school, I would never have read anything again. They were just so appalling. You know, like if you're quiet, which I was at school, I'm probably pretty introverted now, believe it or not. But their idea of it was, let's open the book and let Charlie do the first one, and then we'll go round, and you're like, oh no. And we all had to like read a paragraph.
We did that.
What did that teach you? Apart from that, you know, there were certain of your colleagues that couldn't read, that didn't understand words. You know, seriously. I don't think it taught you a damn thing.
No.
And it was awful for the ones that clearly just didn't want to do it. Are there other ways to do it? Well, yes, you should be reading the book at home and then discussing the themes in the book, which can be fascinating. They didn't touch on the themes in the book. It's like, have you memorised that quote? You know, so you can regurgitate it back in the exam. Well, yes, I have, but can we talk about the themes of it? Because this is really interesting. But no, we didn't. We couldn't. That was what they were like. Right, let's have a look up here. Podcasts are okay if there's something to see, like a YouTube video. So I'm taking it from this, nobody listens to MacBytes when there's an episode. Can you imagine MacBytes with video, Mike? Oh, nobody wants that, trust me. Nobody wants that. Oh, here we go. Well, that stopped rather suddenly, didn't it? Ambulance. Ambulance heading off to Withenshaw Hospital, South Manchester. Ah, so, why was he having blues and twos on until he gets to our door?
I don't know.
Oh, he probably heard Elaine doesn't like the noise. I'll have to turn it off. You're either in a hurry or you're not. Oh, there you go. Have I seen the justice classes from Harvard? Interesting. Ask so many questions that make you question yourself. So good. 14 million viewers. No, I haven't, Dee. What I have seen, let's see if it's the same guy. No, because this is Harvard. There's a series of audio, I'll say books because they're on Audible, but they're called The Great Classes. And some of them, the one that I always remember, I probably mentioned it, was a woman who was telling us about McCarthyism. It was absolutely fascinating, but she had the worst voice on the planet. In terms of, there was like a scratchiness to it. To the point I thought, is this just a bad recording? It's really bad. So I went back to Audible, and you can choose the quality that you download. And by default, they were downloading like a low to medium quality. So I thought, no, let's forget that. And let's download the top quality. So having picked the top quality, she still had a New York accent, which was very sharp. But it was night and day between the quality of the audio. And it was a fascinating course. I've actually got quite a few of those. So I think they're called, is it The Great Courses? There's probably some on YouTube. I actually just haven't looked. Let's have a look. The Great I think there's a website dedicated to them. Is it that one? I'd know the logo. No, it's not that one. Where have you hidden them from me? Is it the UK one? Is it based in the UK? I wouldn't have thought so. That's the one. Oh, there is a thing called Wondrium. I've no idea what that is. Let's have a look at them. Oh, they've changed what they do. They seem to have branched out into things like how to draw and the fundamentals of photography and how to play the piano. But originally, the great courses were courses like economics, history, maths, music and fine arts, philosophy, literature and language. So if you look at like the literature and language section, the courses are like, you get a lot of courses like how to learn Affinity Photo, but these are more like the life and times of George Orwell and stuff. I'll put a link in. They just changed their name. Ah, that'll be it then. Wondrium. Oh, right. I've got the original page, but the other one, is that some kind of subscription-y thing? I just find their things, they're unusual. They're unusual. So, like, there's a Screenwriting 101 there and stuff like that. Things that you wouldn't particularly pick up anywhere else. But they're on Audible, so I can get them for, like, just one credit. And then sometimes they're on sale and you can get, like, three courses for 2 credits or 2 courses for 1 credit and whatever. So I've probably got quite a lot of that from Audible. And they're a good listen. They're a good listen. They are experts in what they do, which sometimes a good thing and sometimes a bad thing. But the ones I've listened to have been pretty good. So I've enjoyed it. Oh, Kim took an online game theory class from Yale till the instructor made you mad, telling the class how smart they were compared to state school students. And I kept thinking, I'm a state school grad who's able to do your stupid game theory maths in my head, idiot. Some of them are a little bit over the top, aren't they? Let's just say that. Do we have that here? We have snobbism here, that's for sure. There was actually a story on the BBC yesterday. About a girl who said she was proud of being from a state school. And I thought it really shouldn't make a difference. I was from a state school. It's a grammar school, but it's still a state school. There aren't many people here from private schools, are there?
No.
You know, not by comparison to the number of students. But they do have like a postcode lottery thing going on, which came to the fore last year when they were doling out the A-level grades. Which was, you know, there was a girl and she was absolutely fantastic, but she lived in a poor area. And they marked her grades down to like a C, and she'd never had a C in her life. She was on for all A's. So, yeah, that kind of thing happens. But, yeah, some of the teachers are a little bit up themselves, aren't they? An interesting list of lectures on epidemics. Oh, right, I shall put that one. I will open that up and save that for later. Oh, there's Chris Whitty. Talking about human diseases, how to control an epidemic. Oh, yes, most useful, the Black Death. Well, we all had questions about the Black Death, didn't we? How did it disappear? I've not heard of the Blue Funk and Yellow Peril, though. Oh, I'm going to watch this. I'll watch all of that. Last updated March last year. Oh, how appropriate. Perfect. Thank you for that, Anthony. So Dee said it can be sad when you see a channel that's interesting and thought-provoking, but as they get more popular, they appeal to broader audiences by talking about the hidden meanings of a Batman movie or something. Well, the thing is, and I can attest to this from personal experience, you start out and you're putting out really good quality stuff, and probably a couple of years ago, you were reaching a certain level of income from it. And since then, the income's gone down. Now, the income will go down because the deal is you either pay for premium, in which case the creators get something called YouTube Red payments, because the thing used to be called YouTube Red. So if you pay to access YouTube, all the money is aggregated and then split between all of the creators. So it isn't that if somebody pays, you don't get any recompense for it. You do. But if people don't pay, then you get ad revenue. That's why there's ads on it, right? But over the last couple of years, for the same content that you're putting out, the income is dropping. But why? Because you're putting out more content and you've got more views. So you've got more views, you've got more subscribers, but the income is dropping instead of going up. And that's because people download stuff. And when you download it and you think, oh, I'll download it and then I don't have to watch the adverts, the content creators don't get paid, and therefore they are forced to do something else that maybe would be more popular, and that will then boost their income back to the level that they had before. If you don't want to watch the adverts and you do want to download the video, just leave it playing in the background with the sound off, and that will then generate revenue for the content creators, and then they won't be forced into doing silly little things like that. But that's what's happened. So I can understand why somebody would change. I've been watching a channel probably for about 2 years now, and it's reached the point where the videos are now appalling. They're clickbaity titles and not much in the way of value in them in the way that they used to be. But because they are now a certain size, certain length of video, that's predictable, etc., more people are watching them. But when they had better content, they weren't, or they were downloading them and scrolling them away. And it's sad. It is sad. Kim wants to know more about game theory. You find it fascinating. There'll probably be a course on that somewhere, Kim. One of the great courses. Probably. Oh, yes, it's One Britain Day, isn't it? I thought of you when I saw it, Simon. And I thought, I know exactly what Simon's going to think of that. And I'm quite... Oh, you've got to put the flag up as well. Oh, yeah. What? When's that actually happening? Is it one day? One Britain, One Nation. Right, okay, that's what. And is it a set day? What exactly is this? Is it from the government? I mean, obviously the government have got a hand in it. They've got a hand in most things. Our vision and our aims. Okay, so which one of them from this website is having it away with Matt Hancock then? I'll leave that alone and have a read later. But is it one day? That's what I need to know. Let's pretend we all believe the same thing and sing the same Tory songs at school. No, I don't think that's going to work. Let's catch up. You can't believe they're going to go for that. You'll keep your youngest out of school rather than send her off to sing the national. Oh, that'll go against it. If they don't get 96% attendance, questions are asked, Simon. So come up with a good excuse if you're going to do that. Renee is getting wiser every day with us guys and girls. Oh, the things that you've learnt, Renee. And some of them, you could even mention it in nice company, couldn't you? Polite company. But probably not all of them. Anthony watched a video this evening and the guy spent 2 minutes waffling on about some breakfast cereal before he got into the content of the video. Again, that is so annoying. But the reason that they do it is the sponsorships, which is not advertising and has got nothing to do with YouTube. So that's personal sponsorship of a video. And I've seen that as well. And the content creators are saying, you know, we hope you understand that, you know, we need to have sponsors to be able to create this content. If it's burnt into the video, you are seeing it and are aware of it, even if you do download the video. And that's why. And it's even more annoying if, like Renee and myself, you've actually paid not to see ads on YouTube and now you're seeing sponsorships, in air quotes, on YouTube, which is an ad by another name. I watched one last week. It was only a short video, about 3.5 minutes, and the ad was nearly 2 minutes. And I thought, no, you've jumped the shark there. We're not going to be watching this channel anymore. That's ridiculous. In a short video like that, not needed. Some of them have started putting the advert in twice as well. But that's why they do it. They get a flat fee or a fee per how many views the video gets. And it's outside of YouTube. It's not part of the YouTube ad campaign thing. So in essence, they'd get three types of money. They would get YouTube Red premiums from people who are premium users. They would get ad revenue and they would get their sponsorship money. And you can't avoid that. That's why it's there. If people just played the game and watched the videos or let the thing run in the background, then there would be less need for that. But I see more and more of that, and it is. It's very annoying. It's annoying when you paid for it, I can assure you. Right, okay, better head off. Got to be back at 9 o'clock. Got a load of stuff to set up. If we're going to have an unboxing, I'm going to have to set up cameras and stuff. So I will say good night from me.
And a good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.